You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact that you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. They make it super simple. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with coverage options tailored to your choices. Plus, you'll see which discounts you may qualify for, like the online quote discount or savings for paying in full. In fact, 99% of Progressive Auto customers earn at least one discount. See if you could save when you switch to Progressive. You'll feel good about making a savvy choice. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little extra cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Nate Land, or hello, folks. I'm here with Brian and Aaron.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact that you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. They make it super simple. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with coverage options tailored to your choices. Plus, you'll see which discounts you may qualify for, like the online quote discount or savings for paying in full. In fact, 99% of Progressive Auto customers earn at least one discount. See if you could save when you switch to Progressive. You'll feel good about making a savvy choice. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little extra cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer. We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
And if you're hearing this, this episode we have with Graham, we do not have comments at the top, and I apologize for that. This month has been, kind of ridiculous, scheduling wise. It's been fun. It's been an awesome time. I'm home, I think one day from when November, whatever, mm-hmm. I think I'm gone 20 days. And so I'm home this one day.
Wow. And if you're wondering why we're not recording right now, we're about to go to the Opry.
We have a show tonight. So I came home for that Opry show and I leave tomorrow. And so it's been, this month has just been super crazy. The shows have been awesome. So I'm sorry that we do not have these comments for you this time. I don't want to not do that, but it just, this got a little carried away. We will get it back. We will get it back for you. Y'all have been coming to the shows and I can't thank you enough. The crowds have been unbelievable. Y'all are so nice and I love getting to do this for you. So enjoy this. Sorry it's a little quicker one. But it's funny, and Graham K is in it, and yeah, I love every one of you. What's up, everybody? We are here with Graham K.
That's me.
Oh, that's you.
Yes,
Canadian Zone.
Canadian Zone.
Holy, is that how you say it?
Canada's Canada, probably.
Canadians.
Canadian Zone sounds like a bad whiskey.
Yeah, it does. It comes in a plastic bottle.
Right. What was the whiskey that Canadian Zone? God, I get a word just in the chamber, And I don't, there's no more sure. think about it. I just let just, it.
You're just, a confident yeah. man. And you should
yeah.
be.
Yeah.
But it, you know.
Canadian Zone. Canadian whiskey. What's the whiskey someone, or Justin said this weekend on the bus, it was a real name of a guy, like something Smith, E. Smith.
Oh, I can't remember.
But Everett yeah. Smith or?
Yeah, something like that.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Joseph.
Man. We were you talking about a whiskey and you thought that we were all talking about a guy.
A guy.
Yeah. Well, he's smooth.
Yeah, it's not like Jack. Yeah, yeah. It's not like Jack Daniels. It was just like
I find him a little harsh.
Yeah. Oh, do you? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. He's like, yeah. My dad went missing after he hung out with him one time. Yeah. You're like, yeah. Golly, what? Yeah. This guy is not a good guy at all. So we have Graham here. We just also found out that this seat goes back.
We did just find that out. You're really excited about.
I didn't know this could go back. I've never been back because I didn't know you could make it do that.
One of the production people just switched my cup. And
yeah, why did they do that?
Does that mean I was drinking out of a dirty used cup?
Oh, you were.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's how we do it on Batesville.
I'm a germaphobe, and that's going to...
You're going to think about the whole podcast? I just
kissed Justin Smith.
Justin Smith.
Yeah. No, that was mine.
Ugh.
You've been on a bus with me.
I guess so.
It doesn't help. We use the same toothbrush. I don't know why you're getting weird now.
I don't like laid back, reclined seat, Nate. Yeah.
This goes, I just start reading you off. Off.
Yeah.
By the end of this episode, I'm just alone. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Nate Only Podcast. Yeah, we've been on the road, living it up. As always, Graham. We see Reddit. We had some nice Nate Land on the Nate Land Reddit. Saw Nate in Mobile last night. The new hour is phenomenal. Nate's maybe one of the best comics that's ever lived on life. Wow. Is that? I'm having trouble reading it.
On life?
He's on life. No one's ever been better. Graham K. quit comedy. God, am I?
On stage. Yeah.
Am I saying this right?
It made the trades.
No. She said, also the show had a lot going on in the late show. A drunk lady heckling both openers and a guy walked up to Nate during his set, but it was still fantastic. Also, Graham K. is a killer up there. Highly recommend these shows. There you go, Graham.
That's nice.
There was a guy that walked up on me and laid down two business cards and then said, I want you to make fun of me.
On stage.
I was on stage.
She got up out of his seat.
Got out of his seat, walked to the front, laid two business cards down and said, I just want you to make fun of me. And I said, I think you're doing a pretty good job yourself.
That was good. Yeah, that was a good burn.
And then
did he have to go return some videotapes?
I did some crowd work. That? Actually, great.
Yeah,
yeah. The crowd work is actually pretty good, but I definitely don't want to do that more. So if you're hearing this, that's not just have fun and enjoy.
Your next hours is going to be a crowd work hour.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I mean, it really did work out. So, look, it's maybe not a bad thing to every now and again you have something happen, but you just don't want it to.
You're almost too big to do crowd work now. It's like you up there in the fourth level. What was that?
Yeah. So here we go.
Yeah, yeah.
They're too fat.
Yeah.
Like, you're too big of a guy, right? People way back.
Yeah.
Arena.
Yeah.
What's going on, top row? You got a question?
87F.
87F. Shoot it down this way. Yeah. Yeah. I'm so good. That's all you hear.
You stink. Yeah.
When I start comedy? No. 2003. You just give real advice.
This is a good show.
Yeah. Also for Reddit too, if anybody, my sister, I found out, and I guess there's a Nate Bargatze Reddit.
It's the three of us on the show. Look at that.
Yeah, there you go. And she's on there as a admin, whatever that is.
Oh, really?
But helping out.
Your sister's an admin?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
She's a mod.
A mod.
Yeah.
So it's like if it's
a there's a Nate Land subreddit and then there's a Nate Bargatze subreddit.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You guys got your own subreddit. It's fun.
Yeah, because Abigail now just texts me with all the questions that they ask on there.
Here it is. Post.
Yeah.
They got someone on the inside.
Yeah. So Abigail just goes and I mean I'll just get, what's that shoe do you wear? Like no.
You're gonna get some homemade shoes.
Yeah, I gotta get
some psychopath's gonna whittle you some shoes.
They do that on the email, but I just make stuff up.
Oh,
I'm not going to bother you with it, so I just take a guess. Yeah. Or sometimes, depending on what it is, I purposely tell
them. Well, Abigail makes me get involved.
Everyone thinks, well, not everyone. Most people think no now that I return, but some people still, And they'll send you this long, heartfelt email. Mm-hmm. And then I have to reply back as you. And mm-hmm. I have to misspell words and say some stuff just to make it more authentic. Yeah. And they'll be like, breakfast is a stick in the, you know, like, yeah. And I have to, like, yeah, I hear you. He's a problem. Yeah, yeah. We're working on it.
We're working on it.
This morning we worked out, and the workout guy, the countertops came up in conversation, and Nate kept calling it granite. He said a granite.
Granite. Well, that was the guy with the cards.
Oh, right.
I was telling that story.
That's it.
The person laid the card, the business cards. I picked them up. One was a real estate agent, and the husband sold granite countertops.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, y'all in the, I think I said it on stage. And then now that I think about it, and I was like, y'all like in cahoots. Like, your wife just goes and sells a house, and then, you know, and she's like, the only bad thing is there's no granite top. Yeah. And she's like, but I know a guy that could probably do it.
Yeah, it's collusion.
Yeah.
But he told that story, and I was like, man, I just can't even get past how you say granite.
Yeah.
And then Matt goes, I thought that I was wrong. Turns out Matt used to work in a granite factory, countertop factory.
But Nate was saying
it. He was so confident. Yeah. He was like, wow. I guess I was wrong the whole time I worked in this factory. I was wrong.
Maybe that's why Matt didn't have he told us he didn't have a good time there. Maybe that's why. Because you're mispronouncing everything you're trying to sell. Mm. Klug Fitness, Matt. He's great.
He's great.
I think I said granite on dadgummit. I said it on stage, probably. I think everybody just rolls with it now.
Oh, yeah.
I think they know.
Yeah.
And then they do it.
That's
everybody knows you don't respond to every, like, the email, like, pretending to be me, though. I don't want people to think we're, if there's one that's, I will get it.
No, I don't really pretend to be you, but sometimes they will send it directly to you, telling you how much they enjoy the show. Yeah. I'm just going to reply and say, thank you so much for coming.
Yeah.
I don't really pretend to be you.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want people to think if they send some big heartfelt thing, I'm not going to look at it or something. Mm-hmm. I'll look at it. I appreciate it.
Yeah. That's fun. Just the idea of Brian doing that is funny, though.
Just going, hello. Yeah, I am Nate. I'm writing this to you on my granite, N-I-G-H-T, countertop. Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy the theater show?
Do you also think that... Brian should get more money?
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me. I was thinking about paying breakfast... a lot more than even I would make.
Yeah.
He deserves it.
Yeah.
Do you think that's something that Nate would go for? I mean, me
would go for.
You think me, I would go for something like that.
Yes, I do too.
Yeah. What were you gonna say? You had something.
Oh, I was gonna say granite. Oh, it's Lord. One of those.
No, get into it, Aaron.
And I'm saying that's one of those, if you had said that, I would have think, oh, that's just an alternate pronunciation I've never heard before.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wouldn't want to sound like such an idiot.
Insurance.
Go, do you mean granite, dude? Yeah. And you'd be like, no, actually, there's a whole nother way.
Yeah, yeah. Because you're a good guy and Graham's not.
That's right.
Yeah.
I need every upper hand I can get.
Grahamite.
Yeah.
When Grahamite.
What you call me?
Yeah. That's going to be, everybody calls Nick, Mick. They're going to call you Grahamite.
Anti-Grahamite.
Anti-Grahamite. I don't know. That's good.
I don't get it either.
I was trying to quote Seinfeld. Anti-dentite. Yeah.
Anti-granite.
Yeah.
You're anti-granite.
Anti-Semite. Anti-granite. Okay.
That's what it is. Yeah, it's something with that.
Anti-dentite.
Yeah. Anti-dentite. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, you're an anti-dentite.
Yeah.
That's a great. For next year, you say they should have their own schools. They do have their own schools. All right. This week. We are talking about the 2010s.
Graham, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
We've been doing all the decades, the 90s, pretty much everyone calls the 90s, uh-huh. 2010. I think people call them the 2010s.
Uh-huh.
What do you call the 2000s?
So here's the thing. I have been saying
it's
this.
It's a leading
before.
Question.
Okay. All right. You're right. What do you call the decade in between those
20
two?
20 years I've been saying this.
Okay.
We had the 20s, 30s, all the way to the 90s.
Yeah.
And then the year 2000 happened. I was a young boy, and I was like, what are we going to call it? And there was no answer for a decade. And then I was like, a next decade happened. I was like, what are we going to call it? And everyone just, they just said that they called the whole 20 years the 2000s. they say early 2000s, late 2000s, which makes no sense. Mm-hmm. It's the, you know, I mean, I go, okay, fine. You can go early 2000s or the aughts is the first 10 years. And the next 10 years, I still, the teens, that doesn't make any sense. Because what about, you know, 10, 11, 12? Mm-hmm. There's no answer. It pisses me right off.
I don't think anybody's saying the late 2000s. That would be...
The late 2000s makes... It's 2,990? Yeah. That's the late 2000s.
Yeah.
We're right.
Not, you know?
He said it, though.
You call it the aughts?
I mean, the early aughts, I guess. I guess you call the whole 20 years the aughts. The early aughts.
No, I'm talking about
aughts.
The 20 years.
2000 to 2010.
Is aughts.
2000 to 2010 is the aughts. Yeah. Yeah,
I've never heard that.
I hear most often the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Is the first 10 years.
I would just say now. I'd say 2000s. And I'd say 2000. I like 2010s.
Okay,
and then it'll be the 2020s, and 30s, 40s. Yeah. Then you're back into like
so the
1900s, 1910s. Like you just do that.
Well, now right. we're into the 20s.
Yeah,
Here's the thing. It's 2021. We're halfway through 2021, people.
Yeah,
and we have not. No, I don't hear 20s. In popular culture.
You don't hear it.
I do not hear it.
Zeitgeist.
Yeah. Yeah. So we don't have it yet. We're still on this charade.
Of
just
the
floating
early 2000s.
In purgatory, not grabbing onto anything.
Man, I hit a nerve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to know where I am.
Yeah. Where am I? Where do I live? What are am I going to tell the other earthlings?
I want to tell my grandkids when I did stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
I meant to ask this during the aught episode, but I forgot. But do you remember where you were in comedy when you started this decade and when you finished? So basically,
same spot.
Yeah.
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 Not a lot of movement.
Not a lot of movement.
Yeah. Were you in high school?
Actually, backwards.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like 2010?
Yeah.
Yeah. I graduated high school that summer.
All right.
Yeah. That's where I was.
2010?
Yeah.
2010?
Yeah. Someone showed Laura showed me a picture. It's like a meme or something of an Iowa. It was either Iowa History Museum or a history thing ever. It's a computer with that blue back on the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's already in a history museum.
Yeah, that original iMac.
Yeah, yeah. Different colors: orange, green, blue. Uh-huh. Yeah,
it's in a history museum, and that's a joke they say to millennials.
Mm.
Which I technically, you're like. I mean, whatever I use, they're going to be like, well, there's not even a thing.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think.
Yeah.
I saw this thing invented, and then it's already in a history museum.
The automobile. It's like when Red comes out of prison in Shawshank, it sure is faster out here. Yeah.
Never seen it.
He's never seen Shawshank.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I'm going to.
I did the last show with you of 2019. And it was in Atlanta at that theater.
Oh, yeah.
And we talked about, like, what was your first show of 2010, or first show of the decade, last show. And you said you were at Eastville, you think, doing a show in front of 20 people.
Yeah.
And then your last show of the decade was 2,800, I think, that theater.
Yeah, Cobb.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I have a little slightly less of an uptick.
Yeah, different.
Were you in the U.S.?
20 people, then he was... back to 15.
Yeah.
We lost a couple.
We lost a few.
That club shut down.
Yeah.
Eastville's still open.
I was probably doing the same thing in the beginning of the decade, and it's a couple years ahead of me. And then I was in New York. And then in 2011, I had to move back to Canada for almost 4 years.
Mm.
And then 2019, I would have been in New York. And I started working at the...
You were much different. And like back then, you're in a lot more places. People know you've done.
Oh yeah, I'm joking. Yeah. I'm like now I'm a national headliner, which is nice. You know, I make a living around a day job and having a day job in 8 years.
Yeah,
2010. I was a waiter and a bartender who would get fired every 6 months,
mm-hmm.
and then this decade I haven't had a day. I can't remember. Like, it's been so long since I've had a day job.
Yeah.
That's something.
That's a win for sure, man.
I have savings somehow. Wow.
I remember when you had your day job. Well, I remember when you had to go back to Canada, too. Like, that was so crazy. Like, because your green card was expiring or something, right?
And then, Well, I was, like, on a tourist visa the whole time I was there.
Oh,
and so it just got to a point where, like, I needed to get I got a Conan audition and I wasn't legally allowed to do Conan.
Yeah.
So I just was like, okay, let's do this properly. Let's do this right.
Yeah.
And I tried, I was hoping it'd take a year and it just takes 4 years. I had to save up money to hire a lawyer. Cost like almost $15,000. I took out a huge loan and had to like basically become like a D-list celebrity in my country of origin in order to like achieve all the little check marks that you need to basically prove to the American government that I am so funny that I won't be on welfare when I come here, that I will contribute to society and not take away.
Yeah.
And in order to prove that, you have to like do a zillion things and hire a lawyer to make sure all of your things are in order and you do it right.
Yeah. So. Yeah, but you went up in Canada. I mean, you actually, you did a bunch
great.
Of stuff.
It was great. That's when I first...
You wrote it on a TV show. Yeah. You wrote, I mean, you get the experience you got.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. I mean, I like, within a year, I didn't have a day job. I remember I worked at a restaurant for years and I hated it. And like people treat you badly. And then... And I remember just being like, one day I'm going to be a full-time comedian and I'm going to walk into my job and be like, you stink, you're cool, you stink, you know, do one of those big things. And I booked an Axe body spray commercial and I had a tour out west in Canada for 2 weeks. And I was like, I looked at like my finances and I was like, and I looked at my bookings and I was like, oh, I think I can quit my job.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And like, so I went on tour for 2 weeks and I came back and I walked into my job and I was like so excited to just let it all out and be like, you stink. I walked in, they fired the manager and completely changed the staff and no one remembered me. Yeah. No one knew who I was.
In those two weeks.
Yeah. I was like, who are you? And I was like,
Hey, do you know where those people are working right now? You just go find their new jobs.
Yeah. Hey man, I'm trying to get back on my feet.
Yeah. Well, you can tell them now. Yeah. You know,
mm-hmm.
You want to throw out some names who stinks, or are you over it?
I don't remember their names.
Yeah. But they know who they are. They know who's the stink and who's the cool.
That's right.
Yeah. And when did you live in the 250 square foot apartment?
When I first moved to Toronto, I wanted to live on my own. And it was the size of this room. And I had everything in it.
Toronto's super expensive, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like almost like New York prices. But it was $600. And everything was included. This is like 2011, 10 years ago. And like I had to pay in cash. I paid a Russian guy in the basement in cash.
Yeah.
And there was a guy who lived beside me or below me. And he had a bunch of like, it was a kind of building where this guy had like a bunch of like printed out of a printer, Harley Davidson logos. And he had a bunch of like handwritten like cops keep out. Yeah, it's a good building.
You have your own bathroom?
I had my own bathroom.
Oh, right. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. It was a fully contained apartment. One time, I was like partying with some friends, and my friend was like, "You know, that girl likes you," and we were all going back to my apartment to like hang out and like basically, you know, sit on my bed and drink.
Mm-hmm.
And she came like a bit later, and then everyone left, and I was like. My buddy was like, so what happened with that? Well, she didn't like me when she saw my apartment. She walked in my apartment and was like, oh, this guy.
Yeah.
She like walked in the building probably and there were spider webs and like, she's just like, this guy with cops keep out. It's like, this guy's probably not a good investment.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They go, that's very funny to think that like, she comes in, everybody's there. And then she's like, I'll just go over there, have a drink with him. And then I'll just go home after that. So, you know, we're having a fun night.
Mm-hmm.
We'll sit in his living room. We're going to have a good time. And you walk into his whole life.
His whole life, yeah.
His whole life.
Yeah.
Everything's there. No kitchen? It had a kitchen and everything?
I had like one of the walls.
Yeah.
Had a sink.
Everything's
and a microwave.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything. Yeah. It was like...
did you mind it? Like, I always wanted to live in a studio apartment just because I like the idea of being, I just get my room.
Yeah.
And I get to do everything.
I used to lose stuff in there. I'd be like, how?
Where could it be?
Where?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was good for that time in my life. But, you know, it's like all of a sudden you're like 32 and you're like, I don't have a car. I live in literally a closet.
Yeah.
Like, you know. In this house, there is a closet that's the same size.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got to, you know, so it gets old pretty soon. But but
well, we don't have closets that big, but we're in a closet right now.
Yeah. No, you don't. But you,
I mean, I'm joking. I don't want you basically like he's talking. You're like, you know, I mean, your bathtub is bigger than when I slept. You're like, this house is not $4 billion.
This is a regular house. I'm just like, yeah,
I'm joking. This house is. When you move back to anywhere that's not a city.
For a comic, this is like the biggest
house. This room
house.
Is as big as your apartment, though, for real.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, which is crazy to think. Imagine you had a party in here.
Yeah. I that's the smallest apartment I ever had. I had more after parties in that apartment.
Yeah.
Now I live in a two-bedroom by myself. And it's like hard to get people. Come on.
They always.
I live in a good neighborhood.
Yeah, they always feel. I think people just don't want. You know, it's like when you have that. They don't want. They know we can go over there and like it's not my home, and I don't care. It's like a fun. It's almost like fun to hang out.
Yeah.
In that scenario, then when you start hanging out at a house, it gets you know.
Because it doesn't matter in that little tiny place. It's like this is temporary. This is not an investment.
Yeah.
All this furniture is a dollar.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, it was fun.
Would you try to go to bed when your parties are still there?
You guys just have fun. I'll be over.
I'll
be on this side of your back.
And then you he goes, guys, everybody have a good night. I'm going to just crash. And then you sit down on your bed. Like you make that statement from the bed.
I just close my eyes. Yeah.
You're laying on the bed. Hey, bro, I'm going to crash real fast.
Yeah.
And those eyes closed. Yeah. And, everybody's still sitting there.
No, it's cool. It's cool.
No. Don't worry about it. Should we go to the bathroom? You're like, No. By yourself. Yeah.
You had a very funny joke about how your microwave's your alarm clock.
Yeah.
You set it for eight hours.
Yeah. That's funny.
On potato.
Yeah. On potato.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact that you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. They make it super simple. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with coverage options tailored to your choices. Plus, you'll see which discounts you may qualify for, like the online quote discount or savings for paying in full. In fact, 99% of Progressive Auto customers earn at least one discount. See if you could save when you switch to Progressive. You'll feel good about making a savvy choice. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little extra cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's. I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day. And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
All right, so we're talking about the 2010s or whatever they're called. Two presidential elections. Obama reelected in 2012, Trump in 2016.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Technically, the decades 2011 to 2020. So I guess there was three new presidents.
Oh,
technically,
is that like every? Is that just?
I guess that would happen every so often in the calendar, right?
Yeah,
but not like once so every 40
often.
Years,
yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah.
In 2011, Osama bin Laden found him, killed him.
Nate. Bad news, Bates. We were all big fans of Osama.
I know.
Yeah.
Nate called me crying when it happened.
I didn't even know each other yet.
Yeah.
But did you hear?
Yeah.
Did you hear it? It's all going to crumble over there. They had a good thing going over there.
Yeah. Yeah, watching people like I think there was a big baseball game happening.
Yep. And everybody checking their phones.
On their phone. That was cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, John Cena announced it at a WWE event.
Really?
Oh, yep, yeah. He's like, I just got some news.
Oh, my God.
The place goes nuts.
Yeah, if you want a man in jorts,
Monday Night Raw.
He got the news.
He heard somehow more,
just like everybody else.
The president, they go direct line to John Cena.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'd be one of my first calls.
Y'all gonna go tell the news stations? They go, let's do Cena first, and then we'll do the
more people watching that.
Raw, then. Yeah. Yeah.
We joked that he kept his phone in his jorts.
Yeah.
Apparently
that's
he did.
How he knows. That he kept all his stuff. I was like, yeah, that John Cena always had like his jeans. He had like his keys and like some gum.
Before he walks out there, he's got to like, take his wallet out.
He's got to be like, hold on a second. All right.
When he body slams somebody, or was when he drops on top of him with his leg, it hurts extra because there's just keys going, ah!
Keys in it. You always see everybody picks up the change that falls out of his pockets. Yeah, that's part of it.
Yeah.
I got a John Cena dime.
Yeah.
A couple of royal weddings.
Oh, that's exciting. Can't believe I forgot those.
Yeah. Prince William, Kate Middleton, and Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Prince Harry and Meghan had the bigger viewership.
Oh, yeah.
1.9 billion.
Then the other?
The other ones are about a billion.
Yeah, Kate Middleton really got overshadowed by Meghan Markle, didn't she?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And she's like the... Middleton, I feel like, is like what they want. That they want.
Oh,
that's
like,
you know, she's like Princess Di. She's the, you know.
Do you think Canadians care more about the royal family than
100%.
American? Yeah, because you got the relationship with the.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, we were the what's it called? Good. Good. My brain's
fellows.
Broken. Oh my. Commonwealth. Oh
Commonwealth. My
God. I kept saying Goodwill. No.
Yeah.
Goodwill. No. Yeah. Brain. We discussed this.
Good money.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Commonwealth.
The Commonwealth. Basically, yeah.
So that's where y'all celebrated. Y'all like queens and kings and.
Well, I mean, my generation doesn't care.
Yeah.
But I think my mom is the last generation to really care. She's like, my mom is an immigrant and she loves the queen. She's like, she just loves the whole thing, the pomp and ceremony. And
but my mom loves it too.
Yeah.
An immigrant from England?
No, she's from former Czechoslovakia.
And the Commonwealth's there?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
She just loves it though.
It makes her feel
more Canadian maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
I think my mom loves it. I think it's a big mom thing. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm convinced of. Mm-hmm. It's a princess.
It's tailor-made for moms.
Oh, and everybody that watched Princess Di. Mm-hmm. So Princess Di was so big.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's the obsession with it. And I think it's getting less and less now because people don't know about it. I mean, it's still huge, still a billion people are watching it. But it's Princess Di. Like I believe it's like that generation of people that really watched Princess Di, which would have been your mom, my mom, like they are just, they love the crown. They love it's like a romantic kind of, it's crazy. It's kind of a crazy thing.
There was a weight in my household when she died. And Princess, like, I just remember being a little kid and just being like, man, this is bad.
Yeah.
It was like, I don't know, like when JFK got shot or something, I imagine. It was like, it was like a week long problem in my house.
Yeah.
I was like, I just want to play with my cars.
Yeah. Yeah. And you got to put your cars on the funeral.
Yeah. Funeral procession.
Yeah.
Look what I made, mom. Yeah. It's just a Lego lady.
Yeah.
X's over her eyes.
And she's in the pickup truck.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm doing my best.
Just spaceship.
Yeah. She's bigger than the truck.
Yeah.
You go, I don't know. I'm sorry.
I think there's
more.
Long live the queen.
Two Princess Di movies coming out.
Oh, really?
Here just in the next few weeks. Yeah. Kristen Stewart plays her.
Just coming up with. There has never been one, though, right? So that's kind of new.
There's a big. The Crown had it all played out.
Yeah.
I watched that.
Yeah.
It's the only show my dad can get my mom to watch with him. This is The Crown.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did. I was thinking that's like everything that they make movies. Like they're now just doing Prince Di. It's going to be tough now. You're just watching. I think they're making stuff too. Like I feel like when they used to remake movies, it was like very far removed from it. Mm. I guess Princess Di is far.
It's a long time. It's like early
90s. 25 years
I graduated,
almost.
25 years though. I mean, that was Seinfeld's been off the air for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It doesn't feel that old.
It's 97.
97. So I when I graduated high school, because I was at Liz Embry's house. 97.
To like new people? To like Gen Z. To them, yeah, Seinfeld is like the Andy Griffith show to us. That's how far it is away. Yeah. Isn't that
nuts? No, but Andy Griffith show was the 50s and 60s. So when we watch Andy Griffith, the black and white ones, 30. It was 40 years.
Okay.
So like they're watching Seinfeld. Gen Z. I mean, it's like what's Gen Z? Like Harper?
Okay, Batman, the bat from the 60s or Star Trek from the 60s.
Yeah, but that's almost like
30.
That's what I would, when I watched that back then, you're watching black and white.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's pretty close. Seinfeld, the first year was 89, so that's over 30 years. And
so this was 60, and you watched it in 90, that would be 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
Isn't that weird?
Like, but that would be, how old is Gen Z? Are they 20?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like 22.
So, so they're only 25 years apart. I mean, it's close, but it's...
Yeah.
It's, I mean, the, yeah.
I don't like it. Close. I don't. What I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know. But it feels, I feel like they used to make stuff just not as close. And now it's like a Princess Diamond. I mean, I always talk about that. Like, they make these movies just over and over, the most unoriginal ideas. It's just the same things. And we're talking.
They're making two Princess Diamond movies at once, apparently. Yeah. So.
Well, that's what they do now. They just, they come up with an idea, a time travel.
This
show,
one, she lives.
But it's like that kind of thing where you go, it's like, it's like, oh, this one's doing good and people are like to hear make it. They go, well, we're going to make it two for ours. I honestly, there's not, I don't think, much original thought in making stuff anymore.
No.
And they just want to do like, you know, whatever. All right, perfect. That's a reboot of that, or you know, like whatever they're doing, that reboot of the 70s show, which I love them and they're amazing. It's like, we'll just do the 90s. You're like, why don't you make a show with them? Doesn't have to be the.
They're doing a 90s show, for the 70s. That's interesting.
Yeah, but it's like just do a different show with them though. I mean, like
the same actors?
No. Yeah,
it is.
Sarah Jo Rupp and Kurtwood Smith. Yeah,
same actors.
Yeah. Which they did my pilot. And then so, which they're amazing together.
Uh-huh.
But make my pilot. That was a different show.
We couldn't see that coming.
Yeah.
You same actors, just do a different show. I don't know. Like, here's an idea.
Bring in a comedian.
How about my show? Yeah.
Set it in Nashville.
But which we brought, you know, it's, I don't know. It's like, we're talking about, this is coming after Halloween, but. We're now here doing this before Halloween, but like they're coming out with the new Scream, which I'm very excited about because I love Scream. Mm-hmm. And so I say all this stuff about this and then I have my own thoughts and it's just my things I like and everybody should like my things and no other things.
I agree.
But they have a new Scream coming out. And then I was thinking about Halloween. We were talking about last night. Go make a new Halloween. Like they are making a new Halloween.
This week.
Yeah. I mean, go make a new, make a new franchise.
Yeah,
like they're doing all this stuff where they just make the same movie and they're like, you know, and they bring people back. I get the idea of having another Scream, and this is I love Scream, so I get even having new Halloweens. I get the idea that they're fun. There's a point where you want to go, like, guys, start thinking about creating a new thing, create a new Superman, do a new superhero that's just completely new and different, and do that kind of stuff, create a new world. That people can do. Like, I don't think they do that as much. Is that what Harry Potter was? Or was that made off a book?
It was a book first.
Yeah. But it's like, that was a whole new world, right?
Yeah.
It's like Game of Thrones was a whole new... People want these new worlds. And they don't do that. They just go, what about this again?
But newer. These are huge franchises before their movies, right? So they know it's going to be a hit movie because it already has this built-in fan base that is going to watch it even if it's bad. Even if they...
Make more of that. Instead of just going... You know, I always thought that when people adapt a book to a movie, it's like, well, the book has got to be amazing. And so books are basically amazing, right? Because it's like you beg
them.
And then...
And like he said, they've got millions of people bought it, read it, and loved it. So they know the movie will make money.
I know, but that's what's so funny. Like, then start making movies like books. Like, do something. Because if the books are so amazing, and those guys that write the books... The people that write the books are so great at it, and they make this such a compelling story, and there's new characters, there's new this. I know there's even the same guys, what's the main guys that write all the main books? The
authors?
What are the main big authors? Tom Clancy or...
Grisham.
Like Grisham. That's all different stories, right? Mm-hmm. So this dude's made a whole series. I mean, all his books is just a different story. It's not like he's going, there's one character and I'm going to do 40 books with that character. Yeah. This guy's so creative that he's just, it's different worlds. Maybe he has one that does three. Maybe there's more. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I don't know any if it's true or not. But if you look at that aspect, you're like, well, make stuff like that.
Yeah,
you're having guys be, your people are so creative that they're making, they have a, they've written 50 books and they're all 50 different.
Yeah.
And there's not the same character. You know, it's the same style, but it's like, that's how creative books are.
I just think that they're out there. All those things are out there. It's just that the studios are, they seem to be more risk averse than ever.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They're just like, if we make this superhero movie, we know, and it doesn't, we don't have to worry about a lot of dialogue. We just make, as long as it does, people are going to watch it in America and it's going to do well in China. Yeah. And those are the two biggest markets we care about. And the less dialogue, then the better it is, because the more sense it'll make in China. So there'll be less dubbing and all that. So they just do these superhero movies, which are just, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
There's like no.
It's a factory.
Yeah, it's a factory. So, but you know, things go in ebbs and flows. And I think that we're kind of coming to the end. Like people are pretty, I think people are like, you are like bored.
We're
getting pretty bored. Yeah. I mean, I was bored from the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm like,
but you're kind of like, you know. And there's people that are super into it. I mean, people got mad because I, with the Marvel stuff, and I get the idea of it. But there's a point you want to go, like, you don't want anything new. Mm-hmm. Like, you know. And then all they're doing is, aren't they doing the comic books? Are they even creating a new storyline, or are they just basically like, they take the comic books?
There's new comic books.
Oh.
There's all sorts of new ones. I mean, I'm not a comic book guy, but like I'll go in. Like I'm always looking for stuff for my brother.
Mm.
And so every once in a while I'll go to like a comic book store and then they're like, what about this? What about that? This is a cool new series. And I'm like, there's a lot out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, but that's creating, because they are creating.
Yeah.
And then the movie industry is not.
Yeah.
They're not creative.
Nope.
And they're the ones that, and
they're
the
suits. The suits are not creative.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just a factory.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm becoming a hippie.
But the thing is,
I feel like I'm becoming now. I'm going to be get a van. I rode in a van this weekend, and I'll be honest with you, pretty awesome.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Like some
vans
old?
Are. Yeah. No, no. I'm looking up old trucks now. I think I do want to buy an old truck.
Old trucks are cool.
Yeah. I think I've started looking up some old trucks, because I just think there's too much. I mean, I want, like, I like cool, like, I'm not the biggest car guy, but I like to, like, if you see this one, there's a Mercedes EQS that's going to come out, and it's unreal, dude. It's electric. It's the inside of it looks insane. It's the coolest car I've ever seen in my life. And then, but then my phone will ring, and I'm, like, furious, because I just hate
there's 11 buttons to push, and the tires
like,
might
yeah,
fall
you
off,
just sit there, and you're button. Like, it's just overwhelming to be like, all right, man, I just can't. And I want to just go sit in a one-row seat thing and drive
just a
car.
A break, no screens. Just a break from screens.
Just nothing. And just sit there and drive a truck. Like, this car is...
It's beautiful.
I mean, it's beautiful.
It's all screens.
It's just like a spaceship on the inside.
So much. Yeah.
It does look like a spaceship.
It does. It would be, would love to have that car.
You want it? You want it all or all screen or no screen?
Yeah, basically, that'd be the best if you can get to that world. But it's like, I just kind of want to get a truck
or
a Jeep and just be like, I'm just going to go drive around in this.
I would love that. So I'm on the same. If I ever buy, one of the things that got me through the pandemic is looking at used cars, just old cars and being like, yeah, I could buy that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd buy that.
This is my favorite looking car of all time. The Bronco that OJ drove,
cool.
I think is such a cool looking car.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's all anyone knows it as, is the car that OJ drove.
You get it
in different color, maybe.
You get the black bottom with the gray top.
Yeah.
You get the red line in the middle. That's cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
You just can't go all white because that's...
No, you can't do that.
That's OJ.
You know, three victims that day.
The Bronco.
Bronco.
Yeah.
And
the
other two. The real victim.
That's the real victim.
That lady and the waiter.
Yeah.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact that you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. They make it super simple. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with coverage options tailored to your choices. Plus, you'll see which discounts you may qualify for, like the online quote discount or savings for paying in full. In fact, 99% of Progressive Auto customers earn at least one discount. See if you could save when you switch to Progressive. You'll feel good about making a savvy choice. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little extra cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's. I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day. And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Back to movies. Yes. Top grossing movie of the decade.
2010s?
Yeah, of the 2010s.
Titanic.
That was the 90s.
E.T.
What's that movie with the blue
people? Avatar.
That was
Avatar.
The 2000s. That was the aughts.
Oh.
For all this.
Yeah. Oh, Harry Potter. 2010?
I sent this to you.
Harry Potter.
No.
Yeah. Lord of the Rings.
No, these are different. Y'all haven't even been the right
decade
yet.
I don't even
yet.
Care. Just say it now.
Avengers Endgame.
There we go.
That makes sense.
There you go.
Yeah.
Of course.
Then Star Wars The Force Awakens and then Avengers Infinity War.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Top selling book, 50 Shades of Grey.
That makes sense. Oh, I thought that had been earlier.
Of the whole decade.
According to this.
It was big. And they made a movie out of it.
They made a few,
didn't they?
Yeah,
I guess so.
Ice Bucket Challenge.
Oh,
trying to be positive that. Here. Not I got a lot of negative here, but
yeah, positive. Ice Bucket Challenge was like the first ever. It was kind of fun because it was like everybody in every country was doing it. It's like we're all connected doing this fun thing that ultimately had a good cause. And it was, I don't know.
It was great.
Did you do one?
It was great.
No, no.
I've done a polar plunge, but I didn't do the ice bucket.
Did you get challenged?
I did, and I just didn't respond.
That's what I did too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now you're getting challenged. Like, people are doing it now, and they send it to you, and you're like, yeah, we're kind of through with that. Like, I'm not. It's like a push-up challenge one.
Yeah, uh-huh,
there's right. Like, hey, you want to do this challenge? And I mean, you're like, no. This is.
It's like asking me to do the Macarena.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like 10 years
yeah,
ago, man.
You're like, yeah. Come up with a new thing, dude. Yeah. I'm not going to film myself doing 40 push-ups for or whatever. I think the push-up one is actually for like a guy that used to do that. That gave his life. So it's actually a good cause. Mm. But they're all good causes. But it's exactly. Like all these kind of new things where you're like, yeah, I'm not, you know, it's over. We challenge. I remember it was social media, and it was everybody challenging everybody, and they're like, whoa, this is cool. And then it was
just funny how quick we get over stuff.
Well, it's too much. It'll be a month of that's every single day. And then you kind of go, all right.
Yeah.
It was an 8-week period in 2014. $115 million was raised.
Yeah.
They saw a 30% increase in funding.
That's great.
Yeah.
30%? That means like...
I mean, I did it, but I didn't give any money.
Yeah, most people did it and didn't give me money. Yeah. The guy who did it...
I was going to say, the guy who started that.
He drowned.
Really?
It's true.
Really? They started it?
He died.
Doing an ice bucket challenge?
No. He fell off a boat or something. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
I hope not.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, also, I could be wrong. But I remember that information, and it felt real.
He had ALS.
Multiple sources.
Right?
I guess so.
But he died. Okay.
It's like, you know, the guy that invented the Segway, rode a Segway off a cliff and died?
Yeah.
That's how he died?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did he ride off a cliff?
He was trying to ride on the cliff on a Segway.
Ride down it?
No, he was just trying to hang out around the top.
This is impressive technology. Watch.
and then it kind of took off.
Man.
And then, wow.
I know.
In 2014, at a Philadelphia Cup called the Trocadero, Hannibal Buress did his routine about Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
He'd been doing it for 6 months, but somebody recorded it, uploaded it, and then...
Cosby's in jail.
Yep.
It is crazy that he's in jail because of a stand-up comedy set that someone recorded in the back of a room.
Yeah.
That's just like, it would never have happened if there wasn't smartphones out everywhere, and it completely viral. Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah. Changed Cosby's life.
A little bit.
I mean, how crazy is that?
Yes.
Like, it's, I mean, it, obviously, but it's...
Isn't he touring again?
Yeah, I think he sure wants to. And then, but it's, he's, yeah. I don't know if I talked, we've talked about it, but like, it's crazy to me that he's someone that, like, Joe Paterno got killed. I mean, he killed, died immediately when all that stuff came. Like, it was almost like the weight of all that was just on him.
Uh-huh.
And then it's out. And then, I mean, it was like 2 months, he's gone.
Yep.
And Cosby's that old. And this dude is like, I might tour. And you're like, this guy might live for 40 more years.
He's blind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just does his, what, you know, he's just out there. Yeah. It's
out of
crazy.
Spite.
Yeah. Yeah.
In 2015, BuzzFeed posted an article featuring an image of a striped dress and asked viewers to vote on the color of it.
Oh, man.
White and gold or blue and black. And it blew the internet up. Becomes such a debate that everyone had to weigh in on it, including the president.
Are blue and black?
Right?
White and gold or blue and black?
I see white and gold.
I see white and gold on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's blue and black to me.
Is it?
Really?
Yeah.
What do you see?
I remember when this came out, I think I thought the other way around.
Yeah, the right way. And then that looks black to you right now?
Yeah,
is
black.
It like gold to you?
Black and,
it's gold to me.
Black and light blue.
Well, that's, you're being ridiculous if everybody else thinks it.
Really?
The correct answer is blue and black.
Blue and black?
Yeah.
There's no, that doesn't look blue and black.
Well, there's just a weird filter on it or something. I don't know.
Yeah, like,
well,
look
that
at that.
One. Yeah.
Those that say that are different, you're, you know, it's almost like taking a bit. All right. I remember it being a crazy thing, and then just, you're like, okay. Look at that bottom one that says original, like brighter.
Yeah, this one right here.
Yeah. Yeah, blue and gold. I could see blue, you could say blue and gold, brighter. Look at what the bottom says, darker. Oh, I guess you're white and gold, blue and black. But yeah, I could see, you know, I mean, well, this is the beginning of the end right there.
Yeah, we had that, it was a crazy slow year.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and what came out right after it, the words
Yanni and Laurel.
And Laurel.
Oh yeah.
Those were all really big.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
young people heard Yanni, old people heard Laurel or something. Like
yeah,
that.
Oh, I didn't know it was by age like that.
Because your hearing's different.
Yeah,
yeah,
we learned previous episode.
Talking about, I used to have a ringtone in elementary school that only the kids could hear.
Really?
The teachers couldn't hear it because it was such a high frequency. Yeah, and then we played a sound, and we could, the crew and I could hear it, and these two old geezers couldn't.
Yeah.
Felt pretty good.
Man, how old are you?
29.
Yeah.
He's about to lose it, though.
I'm right there.
What is it, 30? At 30?
I feel like as soon as I turn 30, I'm losing all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm already going gray. Like, it's the beginning of the end,
it's
for
the
sure.
Beginning, yeah. Well, you had a good run.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, man.
Let's get some bad stuff in here. Hurricane Sandy.
Okay.
It's the largest Atlanta tropical storm ever.
That's in New York?
Yep.
That's the one that I moved. I think I've told
you. Me too. I moved like 5 months. And it was,
I moved that day.
Really?
Me and Louis Katz. We were moving anyway to Los Angeles.
Louis
when
Katz
was
says
it? 2012?
Hello.
Oh, tell Louis. I talked to him the other day.
I don't have the year for that one.
I believe it was 2012. And so
2011. That's when I moved.
I think it's 12.
Right.
But, okay.
Yeah, good point.
Hurricane Irene was 2011. So maybe you left in Irene.
Maybe.
Yeah. So they, so Sandy, we were in, I mean, it's coming up. It's almost, you know, 10 days away. But it's this will, it's past if you're watching this. But this, so we were in New York. Have I told this? Maybe.
I think some of it, yeah. Yeah.
And we were in New York, and Harper was, she was born in 2012, so she was, you know, 2 months old, something like that. And we did, they got her, I drove. Laura was trying to fly home. Her dad was up there helping. And I drove, and then she got stuck. And then I had to leave. That's my thing that I always said was, in a hurricane, they tell you, you got to be careful. Please help out old people and babies. And I left my wife with both of those things.
In 2014, Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 vanished.
Yeah, still one of the craziest things. Have you watched the thing on that, though?
No.
They went, they just drove, the pilots wanted to do this. I think one pilot, not both, but one was, it's like committed suicide.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I watched a story.
Oh, I thought that was a different flight.
I thought it was this one. Because I thought they did find pieces of this plane.
They did find pieces of that flight. I thought there was a different one. The pilot committed suicide and drove into a mountain or something.
No, no. This one, I believe he just kept going super high.
Yeah.
And so I almost think you almost kind of like everybody falls asleep and then you kind of die like that. Like, and then that's what he wanted to do. And then eventually it ran out of fuel. And so that's why they had no idea where it was, because it was like he was just so high. You could look that up and see if that's exactly the case. But I thought I watched something on, there's these YouTube videos about airplane crashes.
Yeah.
That they re-show them, like, you know, you can hear some of them where they talk and it's computer generated. And so it shows you like exactly what happens. It's pretty interesting. Just, you know, like, not that you want to watch these. No. You realize that most.
I fly like twice a week.
Yeah. But your biggest fear of flying is, you know, like the engine falls off and you just fall out of the ground. Like, it's like that just doesn't.
Yeah.
And it's always a mistake. And that is, there's no, you can't, you got to just hope that doesn't happen. But it's very rare for this stuff to happen. They just don't do this. And then it's usually if something goes wrong and it's, you know, it's always said to be in a plane crash, being the worst thing ever, as that would be, your odds are like lottery odds.
Right.
You know, you're, you know, if you, I always try to think of the.
No, I think Malaysian, not long after that, another Malaysian air flight got shot out of the sky above Ukraine.
Yeah.
Oh, that would same not be airline.
Fun. Yeah.
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 Man. Bad decade for them, huh?
Yeah. Did it say why?
I mean, it was a bad year.
So as far as I can tell, just from scrolling through, there's all kinds of theories, but there's not like an officially accepted answer of what exactly happened. Well, that's actually the best one I've heard.
Yeah.
You know, just fly up and then everybody passes out.
Dies. He dies.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there a golfer that died on a flight and they thought that happened?
Payne Stewart.
Yeah.
So they do it, they lose cabin, and they fly up next to him, and then they're just all gone. So sad.
Yeah.
And then he was amazing. And I remember his outfits, man. Yeah, yeah. I remember when he died. Like, I remember that.
Me too.
I remember just thinking, I was like, when you heard how, and you're like, I thought about his death a lot for some reason. It was when I felt almost like, when was it, 92?
I don't know.
It was like one of the.
A little
later. No. 90, yeah, maybe. It's one of those that.
99.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, you just hear about it, and you're, maybe I was old enough to be like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy, you know?
Yeah, 22.
Yeah.
Yeah.
22, yeah.
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 I was old enough.
I was 20.
20.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple of crazy things that happened at the VMAs the decade. Lady Gaga wore a meat dress.
Kanye, Taylor Swift.
That was the last decade. Oh. We talk about in the aughts.
It's crazy. I agree with you. It's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
That last decade it's like the first decade that I've been out of touch.
Yeah.
2010.
Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Miley Cyrus.
Lady Gaga.
Did the thing with Robin Thicke where she kind of shed her Hannah Montana image.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She did that all right.
You remember her. You remember the hide your kids, hide your wife?
Yeah. Oh, that guy ruled. Antoine Dotson.
He's now a substitute teacher in Huntsville.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did he try to do comedy or anything? Or
I don't know. I remember Angela interviewed him.
Oh, really?
Or something. But he was like the hot. They made a song about it.
Oh, I remember.
When everything was auto-tuned.
Yeah.
I bought that auto-tuned song on iTunes and I played it all the time. Hodge Kids, Hodge White.
Yeah.
What was it? I forget.
So it was a guy who lived in the projects in Huntsville. And they interviewed him on the news, and he was,
was like someone loose. Someone was loose, and he goes, "You need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your wife."
And they're like, and like attacking everyone out here or something.
And it was like, and so it just went viral.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Hamilton became the highest grossing musical of all time. Mm-hmm. It made $3.3 million over an 8-week performance.
Still couldn't pay me to watch it, but
really,
I'm a ball. I guess I'll watch it on TV.
It's on Disney Plus, dude. You can go watch it right now.
If it was Canadian Parliament, would you?
Maybe? Oh, yeah, that gets me going.
Yeah.
Love that.
You're a
bunch of jerks.
I never watch Hamilton either. I just don't think I care. Yeah, I think I'm past
musicals are just tough.
Yeah.
They're just too sincere.
People love them.
Yeah.
I tried to watch 5 minutes of it. I go, I can't. I go, I'm sure this is great, but I can't. I can't watch this.
Some of those things where I'm like, this stinks, everyone's dumb. I'm like, I'm sure I'm dumb.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It's not
my thing.
They're singing when they should be talking.
Yeah,
and dumb. It's sick.
They're not even singing. They're rapping.
They're rapping.
So it's like, oh, dude.
I know what was the other one that the South Park people did?
Oh, the Book of Mormon.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And everybody was like, it's the best thing. And I'm like, I never saw it. Then I'm like, I just don't care anymore.
Mm-hmm.
South Park's one that I missed out on. Everybody loves South Park.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'll hear.
Still on.
I always like it being told to me, the episodes being told to me. Like Big J would always tell me the episodes. And I'm like, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Soda loves it.
So, yes. Yeah. So I love hearing them tell me. And I'm like, God, I laugh so hard. But when I watch it, I'm just like, I just never can get into it for some reason. But I mean, I get it's very funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's just could be like, if you're not into cartoons, you're just like, I'm just not, you know. I was into Family Guy, but.
Yeah, South Park, every time I watched it, I was like, this is brilliant. Yeah. It's hilarious. And then I just never watch it.
Yeah.
Really. For whatever reason.
Family Guy always made me laugh harder.
Love Family Guy.
Yeah.
Simpsons?
I love The Simpsons. Well, the 8-year heyday.
Yeah.
Like seasons 3 to 9, 2 to 9. I guess that's 7 years.
Yeah.
2 to 10.
Yeah, both examples you gave were less than 8 years.
I know. I was really dancing around that.
Well, 8 year period. Yeah.
Days 2 to 3.
Yeah.
8 year period.
Yeah.
Those are the days.
At the Oscars, the Moonlight La La Land mix up.
Oh, yeah.
That was incredible.
That was incredible. I mean, I was saying this was probably the last good Oscars.
You called me.
Yeah.
I was on the phone with someone, so I'd paused it. And then you called me right after and you said, did you just see that? And I was like, nah, I missed it. And then I said, I cannot believe I missed that. And then you call me back and you're like, you know, if you paused it, or maybe it already played forward. You said you could still rewatch it. And then I rewound it and saw it. But you broke that news to me.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Who was the guy that did it?
Warren Beatty.
Yeah. Warren Beatty. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. I almost think that's the last one I watched.
Yeah.
Last Oscars. Like, I think it's been just the worst since then.
Uh-huh.
But that was like the first one where they were at least doing some movies that you're like, I've heard of those movies. Or Moonlight, or I don't think I ever saw Moonlight, but it was at least the last run. Then they started getting into movies. You're like, I don't even know your 5 movies I've never heard of.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Which shows you the disconnect with Hollywood to be like, you're only pumping out.
But they can't just do every superhero movie that they're only making superhero movies and they don't promote the real movies they're making.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I agree with you. They don't promote it. So whatever good movie they want to do, all those movies are super heavy too, by the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everyone that gets it is like the heaviest movie of all time. And so they're pumping this out to people. And then they're like, why is no one watching Oscars? You're like, you don't even advertise these movies. This movie wins an Oscar. And I don't know if they make enough money to be the budget.
Yeah, you have to live in the Upper West Side of Manhattan to be able to see it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So like you're killing your own your art form by just going, we want to make billions here. So at this point, you're like, then don't do the Oscars anymore.
Yeah.
You think the Oscars ends before our lifetime? Like it just goes, like people are just done with it?
I hope not because
it's so great. Everybody loves it.
Well, because it's motivation to make good movies that won't make a ton of money.
Yeah.
you know?
I don't think it'll go. I think it'll they'll change best actor and best actress, and it'll just be best actor.
Best person.
Best
person.
Yeah, which I think it sucks it'll be one less award, but it should be that way, I think.
Yeah.
I think it made sense before when every leading man, there was only like, there was no leading woman roles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But now that it's, you know.
Well, you should make that best leading character than best.
Yeah.
You know, so there's still awards. But they need to do Oscars. Yeah. No one's watching these. And so you got to do something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like there's a point you go, what are you doing? Like, you know, no one's watching you at all. They almost got like the arrogance of the Masters, but the Masters everybody watches. Like the Masters has an arrogance of, you know, well, we're not going to do commercials this year. He goes, or we'll just put it out with no commercials. We don't care. We have money for all of it. That's what they did one year. They just put it out, no commercials.
Wow.
They could care less.
That's awesome.
Because it's like, it's the amount of money that they have. And the Oscars has that kind of attitude. And I don't know, do they have the, I don't know where, like what it is.
I don't know, but it's so heavy. And I mean, you speak movies like Forrest Gump or Gladiator or Braveheart would win Best Picture.
Mm-hmm.
And those were more mainstream. They're still not dumb movies, but, mm-hmm. but.
Forrest Gump's an amazing, amazing movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, go make that amazing movie.
I'd love if those movies came back.
Did not do well in China.
Ooh. What's that?
Forrest Gump did not do well in China because they just didn't get the references.
That's right.
Yeah.
So. But now the movies are very heavy and
You have to like it has to be
and the ceremony's very
someone
heavy.
With Down syndrome who discovers that you know they're polyamorous and then get shot in the head
that's pretty good save that pitch it. You can make a movie
it's just we gotta check all the you know
and he's bitten by a spider
but he doesn't become Spider-Man because he just got bit by a spider. It's about the other guy that got bit by the same spider, but I guess Peter Parker got all the
radioactive blood was gone, and I just got bit by a spider. He just got real itchy for a bit.
Got real itchy. The whole show was going like...
It just followed him dying of cancer from radio.
It's a movie called Scratch. Yeah. It's just the whole show was he's... Same spider, not same potent.
Yeah. Ow. Yeah. Jeez.
8 of the 10 years of the decade, the top three shows were the same. NCIS, The Big Bang Theory, and Sunday Night Football.
Sunday Night Football is not a show.
No particular order. I mean, they were all number one, but they were all
They always throw sports in there, and you're like, come on.
Yeah, it's not fair.
Yeah.
The broadcast of the Patriots-Seahawks Super Bowl was the most watched program in American television history. It had, at its peak, 120 million people in America. That same year, the Cricket World Cup had 2.2 billion people.
That's more.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's crazy. 2.2 billion. I couldn't tell you a thing about cricket. I don't know how it's played.
An Australian tried to explain it to me, and then I was like, what? Do it again. And then he did it again. I was like, I got to go. I have no idea what.
Yeah, I'll see you later, man.
Yeah, I got it.
It's a mix of baseball a little bit, right? There's got to be some baseball in there.
Yeah, they got to throw. They got to – the bowler, which is the pitcher, I think is trying to knock down the little sticks behind the batter.
Yeah.
That's all I
got. Is it baseball with two sports, with two bases, basically? Swedish baseball.
Well, this is very funny. I saw this.
Swedish baseball.
There's some guy, when Americans were inventing baseball, some guy from a different country, I think Sweden, came over and learned it and then brought it back and completely botched it trying to explain it.
Yes.
So there's this whole other sport based on his misinterpretation of how baseball actually worked. And I think the bases are aligned like this. Like first base is to the left, and then he just forgot how the field was supposed to look. And taught the whole country that.
Abner Doubleday?
In Sweden?
Yeah, it's Sweden, I'm pretty sure.
That's how they play baseball? Or
there's a league that's thriving, and people play it. That's just it's just like wonky baseball.
That's awesome. Swedish.
I love it.
Go here, then go there. Go around first base to come home. Yeah. Your homestead. And then we have a sauna. We have a group sauna. The home is a sauna.
That's the foul line. Yeah. Parting path.
We all celebrate with cured fish.
I love just that guy come back. He goes, no, where's first base? He goes, I think it's in the middle. And I mean, even someone that's never heard of the game goes, well, why would they do that?
Oh, it's like Finland. It's Finland. Sorry, Sweden.
Sweden's like, come on, man, we're crushing it.
Yeah.
Is there a
video? We have the internet.
Can you zoom that picture in?
I can pull up a video.
All right, look at that picture. So I love the home field. They stand. They're like, where's the dugout? They're behind the person. What is that guy doing?
It makes kind of no sense looking at it.
Where's the pitcher at? Is he pitching right next to him?
I don't know.
It looks like there's a guy with a bat going to hit a guy.
Yeah.
There's a batter facing a guy with a baseball
club. Is there video of this?
Yeah, I can pull some. I can find some.
That's so cool.
I love this.
I love it too. Like, this should be more. Why don't they do more of it? You know? If you're listening, it's home. First base is left of where the pitcher's mound is.
Oh, here we are.
And then you run around the pitcher's mound, pitch the ball vertically.
Oh, you throw it up and hit it.
Yeah. Is he on your team?
Allowed three strikes.
A guy just dove.
There's no home plate.
The whole field is an infield.
It just looks so goofy to me. And I'm sure that American baseball looks goofy to them. But
you want to know the difference between Finnish people and Japanese people? Japanese people were like, no, we get it. We'll perfect it.
Yeah.
We'll make our own league. Finnish people are like, well, we all just run around. And that's fine.
You don't have to run. You can decide, I'm not going to run.
Why is everyone diving?
I don't know. You'd have to dive into these rules. But
this is insane. There's a guy just throwing the ball up in the air, and then a batter runs over and hits it.
Oh, yeah. And there, I mean, there, well, it's, the idea of it is if one bad pitch equals a walk. And then, but the idea that you can hit it and then go, that wasn't a good hit. I'm going to, you don't have to run. You hit the ball, they start playing it, and then you go, I'm good. I'm going to wait and see if I can do another one. You allowed all three strikes. Yeah. This is that's a whole other thing we got to look at.
Finnish baseball.
I've never heard of that.
It's good.
The male athlete of the decade.
They're all wearing clam diggers. Did you notice that?
What are clam diggers?
Sounds like a
like racist shorts
word, to be
it
honest.
Does, yeah.
It sounds like you're like, Graham, I don't think we can say that.
Yeah.
We're going after a targeted group.
It's a short that goes flood pants.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I just went with you. Whatever would make this stop, I was trying to do it. So,
I'm trying to let the audience know, listeners, what they were wearing. I'm sorry about that.
Male athlete of the decade. Do you know, Aaron?
If you weren't going to look this up, this sport up, because I said the home, first base was next to the pitching mound.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to go, I got to see who these clam digger pants are now. Like, yeah. I don't think that's the thing that's going to get you to look them up.
They're like capris, by the way.
Yeah.
Capris.
Now they're definitely not gonna look up. They're like, I get it, basically.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Every once in a while, I'll say something and be like, oh yeah, I am from a different country. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like weird little things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You said athlete of the decade.
Yeah.
2000 of the 2010s.
Tiger Woods. Michael Phelps.
It's gotta be LeBron.
It's LeBron. You've had Tiger Woods for the last four decades.
Well, he's been dominant for a while.
Tiger Woods was that's one thing I do remember. Tiger Woods was not dominant over the past decade.
2010s, he won the Masters. He won 2008. He won the Masters, which is one Masters, but it's an unreal Masters that he won.
But it doesn't.
I think he had one
so
year,
good it gets counted in the next decade.
But I think one year he got Player of the Year too in the 2010s.
Mm-hmm.
No one really everybody kind of ignores that, but mm-hmm. he was, you know.
Female athlete of the decade, Serena Williams.
Yeah, gotta be.
The Cubs broke a over 100-year streak and won the World Series in 2016.
That was awesome. I was living in L.A., and I went to go. I like specifically asked my Chicago friend. I was like, can I hang out with you tonight?
He Steve Bartman?
Yeah.
Yes.
See, I don't think
that's where he's underground. He's living under.
I don't think they deserve it for what they did to Steve Bartman.
Yeah, that was nuts.
I agree.
You see that 30 for 30? He like lives in Alaska.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. So I don't, like, you can't tell me, like, well, the city deserves it. But y'all ruined a guy's life.
Yeah, well, the whole city didn't. A couple.
No. Chicago Tribune, they represent the whole city. Go talk to any of these people from Chicago. I was in Chicago when Bartman happened. That's where I was working when I started comedy. They ruined that guy's life. They put his address in the newspaper.
They did?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Where he works.
That's
And everybody
nuts.
Thought that's okay. And everybody said, good. That's what the Chicago, and I remember just going like, what are you, and Will Bond on PTI, which I love, Kornheiser, I love PTI, but Will Bond would, I mean, for 10 years, would just still bring up Bartman with like hate in his voice. And then finally, like, is like, all right, well, like, you know, yeah, we were kind of mean to him.
Yeah.
They're like, you shouldn't have been that mean to him. You're like, this guy lives, yeah, if he lives in Alaska, you've ruined a person's life.
Mm-hmm.
And 15 years later, you can kind of go, oh, yeah, I probably went too hard on him. Well, his life's over now. He lives a different life because of people like you.
Well, he's probably okay. He just changed his name and he lives in a terrible place. That's all men and no women.
So yeah. I'm sure he's fine.
It's fine. Yeah.
They try to, he never got money off of it, never got anything.
Yeah.
Mm, that's very interesting. Seventh largest gathering in human history.
Yeah, the Cubs victory parade.
Really?
5 million people were out there on the streets. Wow. It was insane. The seventh largest gathering in human history.
I had no idea.
It was a big, big thing, man.
Wow.
Looks like it's out in the country.
The only... Yeah.
Well, this is just one stage of... I mean, there's stuff going on throughout the city.
If...
Imagine the amount of...
5 million... That's 5 million people that ruined Steve Bartman's life. Yeah.
Okay.
I would think... I would go to Steve Bartman and I would celebrate the Cubs winning if Steve Bartman told me it was okay. If he goes, it made me really happy. And I would say, then I'm happy that they won. Only reason, just maybe because I lived there, I only think and through his eyes. Because they did to him was so wrong. They sent him a ring, they did all this, and they tried to do all this stuff. And it's like, come on, man.
Yeah. If you don't know, it's the guy.
Worthy of such an honor. Oh, this is what he said?
Here's his statement. Although I do not consider myself worthy of such an honor, I am deeply moved and sincerely grateful to receive an official Chicago Cubs 2016 World Series championship ring. They gave him a ring. I am fully aware of the historical significance and appreciate the symbolism the ring represents on multiple levels. My family and I will cherish for generations. Most meaningful, blah, 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 blah. I am relieved and hopeful that the saga of the 2003 foul ball incident surrounding my family and me is finally over.
13 years. So 13 years he had to live with just...
His family's just uprooted.
Uprooted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
13 years and people loved it. It's not like everyone is like, hey guys, let's calm down. The main TV shows agreed that all of it was fine. That's the insanity. That's what makes me so mad. And that's why I don't think they ever even deserved it.
That's why I like it.
Yeah. That's why, I mean, I could care less if they win because of that.
Yeah.
Because that's disgusting that they would ever do that in a million years to like...
I love that Bartman's moved on more than you have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will cherish this.
Come on, guys. Let's just calm down.
You're like, if Bartman says it's okay, then I'll say it's okay. Well, here's a quote where he says it's okay. It's disgusting. I'll never live it down. Bartman, you don't know what you're talking about, buddy.
What was the headline at the top? It was something like Bartman asked for, I don't know, something.
Oh, he asked for forgiveness?
Yeah, or something. Or...
I don't like that he's having to ask for forgiveness.
No, he didn't ask for forgiveness.
For the people of Chicago.
He asked for, privacy.
Yeah.
I request the media please respect my privacy, the privacy of my family. I will not participate in interviews at this time.
I meant the actual headline, but.
Oh. Makes moving statement about forgiveness. I remember a meme going around after they won that was like, we forgive you now. And you want to be like, how about he forgives you?
It's that attitude is like just disgusting. I don't get into it with Chicago people on here about fight. I have theories about Chicago, them sports. I'm a Vandy fan. I always remember that. I go through everything. But Chicago, for some reason, they think they're one of the greatest, they're the greatest sports cities in the world. They didn't win a ring for 100 years with the Cubs. And for some reason, they think they deserved it every year.
Mm-hmm.
The White Sox has actually done the best.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears won once. One time.
That's right.
And they think they're the greatest organization ever.
Well, they won a few times in the 1930s before they wore helmets.
There you go. Yeah. So, but like they have this like history of all this stuff, and you go, your teams all are terrible. Your baseball team's so bad that you're blaming just anybody and everybody but the team.
Mm-hmm.
You blamed a goat. You blamed, there's always some kind of thing. Then you ruin a guy's life. It can't be their fault. You lost that game. You were up. You lost that game and lost the next game. Mm-hmm. But it's not the team's fault. It's that guy that loves the team more than any of the people around him. But let's blame him. Mm-hmm. No one wants to be any. No one wants to take up for like what they do. Jay Cutler was in Chicago. Well, it's his fault. It's no one else's fault. They brought in Jay Cutler. He's the only one that could have been that ruined everything. Wasn't I understand being mad at Jay Cutler, being mad at your quarterback that you don't you can think that that's good. But what point do you go? Let's start looking at the team, the organization. Yeah. Is it? Can it all be Jay Cutler's fault? Yeah. Can it all be this kind of thing? Can everything always be someone else's fault and you keep not winning? But you keep blaming players and people in the crowd.
Yeah, I think the second
a goat.
You publish somebody's home address in a paper,
yeah.
You probably overstepped a little bit.
Yeah, and everybody goes, good.
Is this because you're friends with Jay Cutler now?
He's my best friend. And
some of it.
Yeah.
Jay Cutler always defended before that because of Vandy. He did more for us than we beat Tennessee the first time.
Yeah.
But it's I would have stuff with that Vandy where I was like always looking at when Vandy was going through stuff and everybody got mad at Derek Mason and I thought there's a point you got to go guys we can't be blaming these coaches like they could maybe not be it's not the coach that's working out not saying that the coach is the problem there's a point that you got to go. Something's not going good upstairs. Like, they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Because you just keep hiring the same person. They go, well, he doesn't work either. So what's the problem? You're like, it can't be. Titans had a little bit of that where I thought, you're like, you want a new coach. And then you're like, you start chasing down this thing where you go, we need a new coach. And you go, I think it's got to be something higher. Because if you got a good organization, then you tend to win. I mean, you look at Tampa. Like, you know, Tampa Bay, the Rays, they've won. You know, they had these organizations like that were like, these things are kind of good. Mm-hmm. Cleveland Browns, another one. Like, what did they aim? The Cavs. Yours was so bad that you get this guy that couldn't win there, went to Miami and won and came back and at least won one more. But, you know, there's a point where you go like, I mean, y'all had it. And y'all are these organizations. The Cleveland teams, I want to win more than
I don't know like if it's Chicago. The owner's fault. There's just not a lot of money in a town that's built on steel. And
That's why Cleveland, I want to win more than Chicago. Oh. But Chicago is like, get it. I mean, come on, man. Like, y'all just can you believe we're not winning again? Yeah. You've never won.
Yeah.
I believe you will never win. Mm-hmm. That's how confident I am. I was shocked you won one in 100 years.
I love how they broke up the 98 Bulls in 99 because they're like, we're going to rebuild.
Yeah. Look at that. They broke that up. Look at that, how they did with the Bulls. They were all going to come back.
It's like,
and they go, that's enough of that.
It's enough of that.
That's what they did. I agree. That's what I think they do with Tom Brady. And I think you get in the Patriots, I think Belichick with Brady, they're just like, people don't want this. They weirdly want change too much. So instead of like paying that guy, Brady should be able to, like, if he wants to die in a game, let him do it. Yeah. If you lose 8 playoffs in a row, that's okay. Then we lose 8 playoffs in a row.
Yeah.
That guy gave us 6 Super Bowls, and we're tied as the most ever. So let's, and then now he's got more than every franchise. Instead, y'all rushed him off, and then he went and won it. I don't know.
Patriots won 3 Super Bowls in the decade.
3 of them.
The Warriors and Cavs played in 4 straight NBA championships.
Yeah, LeBron. A big thing. LeBron played 9 straight finals.
That's insane.
Yeah,
that's the thing that even though he didn't win them, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yes.
The 2018-2019 Toronto Raptors won their first NBA championship.
Woo! I flew home.
Yeah,
Watch it at Comedy Bar in Toronto. I flew back to Toronto. I'm not from. It was just awesome.
Yeah,
it was so awesome.
That one was exciting.
It was the
But that's
best.
An organization that's really good.
Yes. We have a problem because no one wants free agents don't want to come to Canada because they like, oh, I gotta get a passport.
Yeah. It was like one good player showed that like, oh, y'all could win a bunch, actually. Yeah. Y'all have a great organization.
Great organization.
Yeah. Unless that guy left. Did that guy leave?
Kawhi Leonard? Right away. Yes.
Not Kawhi Leonard, the GM or
no,
something.
No, he stayed.
Oh, he did.
Messiah Jury, he resigned.
He got like a ton of
He like basically he is like the king of the company now. He can do it anywhere he wants. Yeah.
Most dominant college athletic program, Vanderbilt, won 2 national championships in baseball.
Wow.
Went to 5 bowl games, had 2 back-to-back 9-win seasons.
It was a big year for us.
Yeah. Big decade. Won the SEC basketball tournament in 2012.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt
is the
most winning.
Remember I called you about that?
I do remember. I was at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, I was at
I've never heard of that
I was
college.
In Canada. I think I was in Canada.
I thought that was the weekend that Marin tweeted about you in Michigan.
2012, maybe. No, when that game was on, you know what? We lost that weekend. So the weekend Marin tweeted that
out, right.
I had a bunch of texts. I saw the game before my show, and then we lost to, I want to say, Wisconsin.
That's right. You're right.
And then I saw these texts. I was like, golly, all these Twitter notifications. I was like, is everybody just making fun of me because Vanderbilt lost or something? Mm-hmm. And it was the Marin thing. But the 2012 one.
That was the same year.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. We won the SEC, and then we got put out by Wisconsin
in
the tournament.
So that was okay. Yeah, yeah. And then it was. So that was the year we won the SEC championship. I was like, this is not good. Like, you know, but.
Because he was ready for the coach to leave.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he knew that would keep him there.
Well, you do think there's times for changes and stuff. And
yeah.
Now, is Vandy NCAA?
Yeah.
Division I?
Yeah.
Barely. They're on the cusp.
Yeah. Alabama over here.
No, Notre Dame.
Oh, Notre Dame. That's true. Yeah. These are Notre Dame Cowboys fans and Bull 90s fans.
Yankees.
Yeah.
I knew that they're Division I. I just wanted to see what you.
Yeah. That's a really funny question. Yeah.
You guys, FBS? You're going to see how I act once these cameras cut off.
Yeah. He just brings out a switch. Yeah. Where'd you get a switch? Yeah.
Yeah. Best-selling musical artist of the decade.
Swift. Taylor Swift.
She's third.
Beyonce.
Lady Gaga.
Drake.
No, Drake. Yeah.
Drake's eighth.
Rihanna.
Drake is eighth?
Okay. Fifth. Adele.
Adele.
Really?
Adele.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Bieber was second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're both pretty big.
Well, she's less big now.
Hey. Oh, that's good. Hey. 2018, Stephen Colbert debuted Graham K on The Late Show. Stephen Colbert.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Big year.
That's right. Big year.
I thought we'd talk about that a little bit longer.
I'll tell you about that. I told myself I'd never go on vacation. I started comedy in 2007, and I got that in 2018. I said, I'm never going to go on vacation until I get an American late night. And then the way they film it is they film a bunch of comedians. They have a full audience, and they just have six comedians.
Mm-hmm.
And then they edit the comedians out and put them into shows throughout the next couple months. You never know when you're going to be on. And so I waited a couple weeks, and they weren't telling me when I was going to be on. So I just booked a vacation by myself. I went to Paris.
Yep.
And
alone.
Yeah, Paris and Berlin. I didn't have a girlfriend, and I just wanted to go on vacation. And like, I just wanted to like not, you know. So I went there, and I, as soon as I landed, I got like a text from the producer saying I'll be on tomorrow. So I never got to see it.
Yeah.
Oh man,
it was pretty good. You should check it out
online.
I saw it on YouTube 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
No one cared anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like,
sharp outfit, though, man.
Looks good.
The blue suit is a nice touch.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah.
And you have a joke about buying a suit in that set.
That's right.
Was that the suit?
No.
Okay.
No. That suit, actually, I got it like Filene's basement for like $100.
Oh,
got tailored.
Looks good.
Yeah. It's good. Instagram was debuted in 2010.
It's that recent.
Instagram K. Yeah.
That's right.
This is handy.
Follow me at Instagram.
The iPad 2010. See, I feel like that's been around longer.
The iPad?
Yeah. I would have guessed that's early 2000s.
Yeah.
I remember Instagram. I was like, "Why? This doesn't make sense."
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same.
And I remember thinking, this doesn't make sense. Why would I do it? And then also the thing I remembered, I bet I'm going to one day understand this.
Yep.
Just because you're like, this is how it's going. Same thing with Twitter, everything.
Yeah. TikTok, it's the same way.
Yeah. So TikTok, I don't do.
I do not learn. Mm-hmm. Every time one comes along, I'm like, nah. I mean, I remember Dan Soder was like, you should get, I was like, I chose my Twitter handle is Graham K Comedy because I want them to know I'm a comedian. He's like, you should do Graham K if it's available. I'm like, it is. But how are they going to know I'm a comedian, idiot? And now, obviously, the Graham K, who has at Graham K on Twitter, hasn't tweeted since 2009. And his last tweet is, why am I even on here?
I just can't. Did you ask him? You've tried to message him?
I messaged Twitter. I messaged him.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I remember that about blogs. I didn't understand blogs.
Yeah, I just don't get blogs.
I just don't see the point of Twitter.
I just don't see the point of Twitter.
Yeah.
July 23rd, 2010.
That's right. There he is.
Graham K. Yeah. Graham Stephen K. Yeah. That's so funny. I never hardly go on Twitter. This is only my second time ever. I'm regularly on Facebook, though. I'm on the computer. I mean, this dude is just joined. Are you his only follower?
I might be.
I can't see.
I hope you are. That would be great if you're his only follower.
It's a
picture
of
a dog.
Yep. It's a scared dog.
All right.
Are you going to kill me?
Twitter and Instagram, if somehow you hear this, let Graham have. You don't even understand the point of Twitter.
Yeah.
Just give it up. He's not going to give it up.
That's
now.
Hilarious.
I just don't see the point of Twitter. Is his last tweet ever.
Yeah.
He joined in 2009. How many tweets did he do?
Three.
He has three tweets.
So, all right, just let me read the tweets. So, he joined in 2009. February 8, 2009 is when he joined. And he said, I'm on the computer. Came back October 12, 2009. It says, is on the computer again. I never hardly go on Twitter. This is only my second time ever. I'm regularly on Facebook, though. July 23rd, 2010, I just don't see the point of Twitter. All got one like by his one follower, he has 12 followers, and he's only following one person.
He probably liked it himself.
Yeah.
He's got 12 followers.
Graham Stephen K. Huh.
That's hilarious.
I did the exact same thing with Instagram like 5 years later.
Yeah,
it's a Graham K comedy. How are they gonna I'm a comedian? It was available. It was right there.
And now you're Instagram.
Now I'm Instagram,
which is not bad. That's better.
It's okay. It's hard to explain to people.
Yeah,
people don't get it.
Yeah,
it's gotta be like GK or something like that.
You just say Instagram with an H in the middle, and then let them figure out the H part.
But then K
and an extra A.
Yeah,
extra H.
Graham K.
Yeah, it's gone.
Oh, Instagram K.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I would just say that. Okay. That's it?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's it. I think that's enough. It's enough of that.
It was a good decade.
Good decade.
I also,
I have a Nate Land that I was trying to get forever on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And it's a guy named Nathan something. And I didn't know how to like get...
is Nate Land.
Yeah, when was the last time he joined 2009? What was his last tweet?
2016.
He's a big Phillies, our Pirates fan.
Yeah.
Also, in 2018, or
I went to
Paris, Notre Dame Cathedral. Yeah. I didn't have time to see it, and I was like, been here 500 years. I'll see it next trip. Burnt down like a week later.
Yeah. What was it?
Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris.
Really? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was like, that was when you went when it burnt down?
I was like, I didn't have time. And I was like, I was like, nah, it's been there like 600 years, 1,000 years. I'll get it when I'm back next time. And then it burnt down the next week. Whoops.
That's like walking out on the Music City Miracle.
Yeah.
All right. He's a wave assassin.
What?
Yeah.
Nate Land. Is his name Nate Land?
I think his name is Nathan Land.
Nathan Land, yeah. In D.C. He's a podcast named after him. And he's got it. All right. All right, everybody. Thank you as always. We love you, Graham. Go to Instagram K. Hey,
see, it's hard.
Instagram K on all your stuff.
Just on Instagram. Mr. Graham K on Twitter.
Mr. Graham K.
Because Instagram K wouldn't work on Twitter.
Yeah. Mr. Graham K.
Mr. Graham K.
is good. Yeah. It's good to mix them up. Yeah. Makes people hard to find.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Keep on their toes.
Yeah.
Anyone who finds me really wants it.
Yeah.
It's
hard. What's your website, though? You have all that on your website.
I have GrahamK.com.
There you go. Graham
but because someone bought my name and made me buy it for $300.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what happened? I was on the bonfire.
Yeah,
and I said that it was unavailable, and then someone waited for it to be available, and like they bought it off that guy, and then sold it to me.
Yeah,
we heard it on the bonfire.
I wanted to get a NateLand.com, and I think there is a NateLand.com, but I don't know if it's whose it is, and it says it's like it says it can't reach. I need to look into it. Yeah, it says that you can't load it. I would love to get NateLand.com.
Also, if you want to get tickets for Nate's tour, you can get them at grahamk.com. That's the only place you can get them at.
That's the only place you can buy them.
Weirdly enough.
So go there.
Yeah.
But there, I would love to see if I can. And we had a guy, it just came to the show a couple weeks ago, that gave us thegreatestaverageamerican.com.
Oh, that's awesome. That's
we
awesome.
Bought it after the special. And I was like, well, that's good.
That's really nice. That,
thegreatestaverageamerican.com. So if you look that up, you can see it.
Nate Lane is taking it, natetown.com.
Yeah, I know, but Nate, you just move on so quick.
What do you mean?
Why can't you get Nate Land?
Somebody has it.
I know, but like they're not using it.
Yeah, they're sitting on it.
Okay.
You know?
All right, everybody. We love you as always. Thank you. We'll see you next week. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the Nate Land Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our show on iTunes, Spotify, you know, wherever you listen to your podcast. And please remember to leave us a rating or a comment. Nate Land is produced by me, Nate Bargatze, and my wife, Laura, on the All Things Comedy Network. Recording and editing for the show is done by Genovations Consulting in partnership with Center Street Media. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to catch us next week on the Nate Land Podcast.